90s to feel like temperatures in the 105, 110 degree range. Likely heat advisories posted. Each day we'll see the same pattern. Saturday again on Sunday too. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite. Live entertainment. A melon eating contest. Watermelon relay race. An antique tractor show. A watermelon 5K fun run walk Saturday at 6 a.m. Food, crafts, kids games, and activity tests. $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite. Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 22nd, 23rd, 24th. At the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit explorelouisiana.com to plan your trip today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Live. Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
And this is Dave.
And Dave, it is a hot day today, huh? It's been a hot week.
Well, South Louisiana summers were designed by God to make you realize that you don't want to go to hell.
Oh, very good point, Dave.
Yeah.
No. We do not want to go to hell. Anyway, so I know a lot of you have been watching the Trump indictments and that whole sham show there, and just going to show you how far they will go to steal your liberties from you. And again, this is why we are Liberty or Lockdown. We're here to present what we feel is the truth and what we see through all of this, you know, nonsense and lies. A lot of it is just untruths. And I really appreciate how strong Trump's been through the indictments and the interview that he had done right afterwards. You mentioned what?
Which was not seen on CNN or MSNBC. Mm-hmm. They said, this is dangerous. We will not broadcast this because it's going to be full of lies. So I guess they read Mr. Trump's mind and they were
right.
Able to foretell the future.
Right.
And say that, no, this is not something we're willing to carry. It was on other media outlets, but just not CNN and MSNBC, because we're too stupid to judge for ourselves. We need them to tell us what's safe and what's dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. And he really did blast Hillary Clinton and the Clinton cabal and the Clinton criminal family and the Biden criminal family. And we all know that they're a criminal family, and we will eventually see justice. We're just moving right along and praying and having faith that, you know, the Lord's got this and something's going to break. And I believe it will. I do believe there'll be churn of events. A lot of people think, you know, we're heading to some very, very dark times. I think we will see some dark times. But at the same time, simultaneously, we're going to see the hand of God moving in a very miraculous way.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I believe the Bible. I believe the book of Revelation. I think we're getting pretty close to the end time. Meanwhile, things are going to get really, really, really bad. And then somebody's going to come along and say, I have the answers. And this person, the Antichrist, is going to be wildly popular. And most of the world is going to follow this person.
Yeah, sadly, they will, because they're going to look for somebody to relieve them of their worries. And this Antichrist will only make things worse. But
yep.
So we are going to have a caller, Susie LaBrie. She's going to call us and give us a legislative update. So we'll be hearing from her pretty soon. But in the meantime, Dave?
Well, let me remind you, if you go to libertyorlockdown.live, our website, we could always use money. That would be nice.
Yes.
There's a link up at the top that says donate. You can pay by credit card, by PayPal, or by bank transfer. So please consider that if you've been blessed by this program. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, to turn a corner, what month are we in the middle of?
June.
Well, yeah, it's Pride Month. Pride Month. Yeah, that's right. In what, 3 days is going to be Juneteenth.
Yeah.
That was one of those Republicans that came up with that idea about freeing slaves. Oh, it wasn't a Democrat. They were the ones that wanted to keep people enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Pride Month. Well, I don't have anything to be proud of. People say, I'm proud to be an American. I'm not. I didn't do a thing to deserve being born in this country. I'm thankful to be an American. I'm glad I'm an American. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do anything to earn something. And I can take pride in others. When I was teaching, I would be so proud of some of my students, or sometimes I'm proud of my children or other people. I don't dare be proud of myself. I've known several people that died of a brain aneurysm. So if I ever say, oh, look at me, I'm so smart, pop, there goes the blood vessel in the brain. You're dead, buddy. I'm just thankful to God that he's given me the abilities that he has, the opportunities that he has. But I can't say I'm proud of something. But yet, what is this month we're in? Pride Month.
Yeah.
Okay, the people celebrating Pride Month, what are they claiming to be proud of?
Their homosexuality.
Yeah, violating, going directly counter to the biblical instructions about sexuality.
Yeah.
To me, that's not something to be proud of. Okay, if you feel like that's you, fine, just keep your mouth shut about it. But instead of trumpeting everybody else saying, we're so proud and you have to go along with us, I just think that's even worse.
Yeah, it's your business if that's, you know, your life. But the problem is when they start to try to force you to participate or force you to agree with what you biblically disagree with.
If somebody says, you know, I'm a Christian and I'm a homosexual and I'm celebrating Pride Month, okay, if you're a Christian, you need to read your Bible. The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 18, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So, you know, we are supposed to live in a state of repentance at all times, not in a state of pride saying, God, I am not going to follow your standards. I'm going to set my own. I'm probably making somebody mad out there.
Oh, I'm sure you are, Dave.
In the audience right now. Yeah.
They're sizzling. But you know what? Sometimes it hurts to be told the truth.
Yeah.
And it's better to be told the truth on this side of the fence than to find out the truth later. So, you know, I know it's rough. I know it's hard. And we all have people in our lives that live a life of homosexuality, and we love them very deeply. And this is not a personal attack on anyone individually. He's just sharing with you what the Lord says about
All supposed to live in a state of humility and repentance toward God at all times.
And that goes for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes for, you know, lying, stealing, cheating, all of those things there.
Normal life. I'm proud to be an American. No, I'm thankful to be an American.
That's right.
I didn't do anything to earn it.
Mm-mm. So, Dave, tell us about this video you created and shared with your church last night.
Okay, this is another thing. I'm so thankful this went well. I can't say I'm proud of this, but I'm just thrilled. I have a YouTube channel. It's Prentice1024, PRENTICE1024. And I did a talk at my church last night. As you and many of our listeners know, I'm a retired science teacher, physics, chemistry, biology, general science, earth science, mathematics, and I'm a Christian, which is far more important. But my pastor asked me if I could do a presentation on what's commonly called the gap theory, that says that Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Well, there's a very common thing among churches now where the pastors have bought into the idea that not that the earth was without form and void, but the earth became without form and void, that there was a pre-Adamic creation of soulless beings, and they died in a flood before God started over with Adam in the Garden of Eden and so forth. So there would have been a pre-Adamic creation. So I showed what's wrong with that biblically. And then also, The idea that the earth that God created over millions and millions and millions of years, that's called the day age theory or progressive creation. Maybe I can talk about that when we get back from the break.
Yeah. All right. So when we get back from the break, we're finished with Dave's talking about, and then we'll get our caller Susie Liberty on. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Yeah, country love.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Taste of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Dave, where do we leave off?
Well, I was talking a little bit about my presentation last night, and of course it was almost an hour, so I'm not going to give it right now. Mm-hmm. But besides the gap theory, the idea that there was a pre-Adamic creation, there's also the idea that the earth is very, very old, that God created and then gradually created newer and newer and newer things. Very few people are aware of this that I covered last night, so you can go look on the video. It's on my YouTube channel, Prentice1024. Every single living thing ever studied by anybody anywhere that ever wrote any kind of a report, you notice I'm emphasizing here, mm-hmm. Every single living thing has got a built-in error-correcting mechanism for its DNA. The reason you're human and not a broccoli is because you have human DNA.
Right.
So every single thing has got a built-in mechanism to not only prevent errors in the DNA, but actually fix them if they do occur. And because of this, the level of errors is about 1 in 10 billion copies. There might be one mistake. Okay, so if you believe that God wanted evolution so bad, you'd say when he created everything, he created all of these living things, he made sure every so often he overrode his own mechanisms that he had put in because he so much wanted to have evolution. But there are detailed mechanisms in the cell to prevent evolution. So go watch my video, Apprentice 1024 channel on YouTube.
What is it again?
Apprentice 1024. My last name is P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E, so it's Apprentice 1024 on YouTube.
There you go. All right, we're going to go to our caller, Susie Labrie. Are you with us?
Hi, Susie. Sure I am.
Hi, Susie. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, Martha. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Hello, David.
Hi.
Right.
So how is the legislative session? I'm sure you're glad that you're resting now, huh? Is it over last Thursday?
I feel good. I'm not rushing. I just want to get things done.
Resting.
The thing I want to tell you, I'm very happy with this session. The legislators have done quite well. But we do have a problem with John Bell Edwards. Now, John, first of all, the good news is John Bell Edwards has signed a lot of bills, like he signed the bill In God We Trust by Representative Horton, which I'm very happy about, and the teacher liability bill, and then also to have the Bible and history and English, the elected history and English courses, and a lot of minor bills.
Did he sign the state sovereignty bill?
He hasn't signed any of those yet. I would expect and be prepared as if he would. He hasn't said he was or wasn't. But the main bills I want to talk about is the 648 and 466, 128, that all deals with the trans surgery bills for kids and the shot mandates and all those gay-related bills. And these are really not gay bills. What this is, it's about changing a child's sex. And there's some gay people say that's nothing to do with gay. Because gay is homosexuality, and it's about what you are already. But this goes beyond that. And he promised he would veto those bills, and the call to actions to veto started when he mentioned that, which is on June the 8th. And the bills that I'm concerned, these big bills, some of them, these bills were sent to the governor's desk on the 9th, Friday the 9th.
Okay, let me just repeat you. So Susie, hold please. We're having audio issues with the callers and our live stream. They're not able to hear the callers. This is week 3 that we're trying to get the studio to fix that. So hopefully it'll be fixed by next Thursday. But in the meantime, I just want our callers to hear that Susie's talking about the Governor Edwards and some of the bills that he had signed, and that a lot of them that we were pushing towards, he did sign.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I want to tell you is we already have a call to action for everybody to contact their senators or their representatives and the governor, Carbon the governor, and their leaders, and get other voters and constituents on board to have an override veto session, which is scheduled for July the 8th.
Okay, so Susie's calling for a call to action to override, to have a veto session.
To vow and to obligate and to RSVP and promise and swear to an RSVP attendance to have an override session. And we're swelling and swelling and swelling this effort, and we want to have everybody ready to have this override. Since the governor already said that he was going to veto these bills. Now
which bills is he vetoing? The ones that speak about anything that has to do with homosexuality or being gay, even though it's not about that?
When you know the surgery, it's just not that. because it's we're not talking about adults. We're talking about changing the kids' sex.
Oh, right, the surgery for the children. He's going to veto that one.
That's House Bill 648.
House Bill 648 by who?
Representative Ferment.
Representative Ferment.
Yeah, and there are some bills, this 466 that is about the pronouns in the classroom.
And Bill 466 about the pronouns. Okay.
It's Cruz, House Bill 81 by Cruz.
House Bill 81 by Cruz.
466 that deals with discussion of adult sex in the classroom.
Oh, so House Bill 456 that deals with discussion.
No, 466.
Sorry, House Bill 466 that deals with discussion of sex in the classroom. Right.
By Representative Thornton, and House Bill 81 by Representative Cruz. And there are some health mandates, same old stuff about shots, and we want to let the world know that you have a right for an exemption from the COVID vaccine in the schools.
That's correct. So if any of our listeners want an exemption for these vaccines, because after COVID, you've been wide awake as to what's going on within these vaccines, you are legally allowed to do so. There are forms that give you an exemption. You do not have to go out and get your children any more of those shots.
Yeah, and Representative Edmondson and Representative Amity and Representative Morton and all of them want to make sure that the schools let the parents and students know they can claim an exemption, because that didn't happen before.
Okay.
So the main thing I want to make a short, sweet is a punch is to get everybody to contact their state representative and their senator and get other voters to do the same, and also to pressure the governor to sign these bills. And here he vetoed. We already started a call to action on a veto override session. And these bills that we're concerned, most of the bills that I'm very heavily concerned, were sent to the governor's office on January the 9th. So the deadline, June the 9th. So the deadline for this bill is 20 days since it was at the session. It's due June the 29th. If they're not vetoed or signed by June the 29th, then they become law. So that's the main thing we need to know.
So we have a call to action.
And let me just interrupt here. Those of you out there in radio land, you're probably not able to hear Susie. I will download the audio and splice it together with the video, so it'll be on our Liberty or Lockdown.live site by tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. Sorry about that. We're still working with WGSO to put the cord back so that our live stream audio for the, Rumble and Facebook and Twitter and all those people can actually hear us. So that's why I had to repeat you. Thank you, Susie. We appreciate your legislative update and all the hard work that you're doing for Louisiana families. We love you, and the Lord bless you. We appreciate you.
And I text you the status of everything, and thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at sirspeedyneworleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it. Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Help to make your house more storm resistant. $30 million in state money has been budgeted for the Fortified Homes Program to offer grants of up to $10,000 to reinforce home roofs and structures against hurricane impacts. House Insurance Committee Chairman Mike Huval of Breaux Bridge says the recently passed program is an important step to make homes safer.
We know in order to continue our way of life in South Louisiana, we must build higher and stronger. The fortified standard is the best way to do that, so it's important that the legislature took action to achieve that goal this session.
Applications could start within just a couple of months. High school seniors who fail the LEAP test will have a graduation appeal process set up under a plan approved by the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. BESSE President Dr. Holly Bofi says some kids just choke on tests, and that shouldn't necessarily bar them from getting their diploma.
So what this process opens up is the opportunity for students to demonstrate their knowledge in a way other than a standardized test.
This is news from LRN.
Hey, Louisiana, how are you stopping litter?
In Terrebonne Parish, we put our trash in a bag and never out the car window.
In Bienville, we bag it, tie it, and put a lid on it.
We keep litter out of our lakes in Lafayette.
And in Calcasieu Parish, we keep our roads clean by clearing out our truck beds and securing our loads.
We need every person in every parish to stop littering and keep Louisiana beautiful.
For more litter prevention tips, visit letlouisianashine.org.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Lieutenant Governor's Office and Keep Louisiana Beautiful.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
Sweet Caroline.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So since it's Pride Month, we're going to go ahead and continue talking about our end of Pride Month.
Yeah,
and I mean, this is the month to talk about it.
We don't have anything against homosexual people, but I don't think any human being has anything to say, I am so proud of myself, unless you did something to earn something. And I don't think any of us did. We were given gifts by God. But something that really grates me the wrong way, there was a Pride event at the White House. The President of the United States allowed this, and they had a big rally. And part of it, you can look online and you'll see that there is a so-called trans female, a man who had some surgery done, who decided to go topless for the cameras. So this guy has got silicone implants. So he's holding his boobs and shaking them at the camera. Wait, what does this have to do with the United States of America? Oh, that's just nothing but disgusting. This person is just trying to see how much deeper into the mud can we dig America? And then do you think that Mr. Biden said, no, that's too much? No, Mr. Biden is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States. And he allowed the Pride flag to be mounted at the White House. He had the American flag on the left, Pride flag in the middle, American flag on the right. So the Pride flag was given the place of honor between two U.S. flags. This is what the U.S. flag code says. Quote, the flag of the United States of America should be at the center and at the highest point of the group when a number of flags of states or localities or pennants of societies. Well, you know, Mr. Biden may not be a military man himself, but he is the commander in chief.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things about the flag code of the United States. There are no criminal penalties, but if you enlist in the military, you're subjecting yourself to a separate institution called the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And the Air Force has just contributed to that. They've released a poster with a silhouetted soldier or airman saluting the Pride flag. Okay. The Uniform Code of Military Justice outlines how salutes are to be done by the military. First, you salute the U.S. flag. Second, you salute the national anthem. Third, you salute the commander-in-chief, the president, and the vice president. And then you also must salute certain other civilians, the Secretary of Defense, the secretaries of the various service branches, and officers of the military and uniformed services. There are certain other things that are not considered military, but they're still commissioned officers and officers of friendly foreign nations. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Right.
Failure to salute them can result in charges being brought under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. But this was a direct violation of the U.S. flag code, which is binding on the military. It may not be binding on the rest of us. Well, he's the commander in chief, mm-hmm. and he allowed this to happen. That is absolutely disgusting.
It really is. So I was looking at this American conservative. It's on Twitter. It's at @WHATLEY_BRADY. Studies related to drag queens and children. And you'll find this fascinating. Drag queens, otherwise known as, used to be called female impersonators, mm-hmm. are most typically gay men. I think we can agree to that.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Okay. All right. And so this is a study done. It's called The Proportion of Heterosexual and Homosexual Pedophiles Among Sex Offenders Against Children. It's an exploratory study. KFRUND1, RJ Watson, Affiliations, Expand, PMID. And it gives the website there, an official website of the United States government, which we'll put this on our website for you all later. I'll send the link to Dave, okay? An official website in the... Okay. The present study investigated whether the preferred partner sex among pedophiles is related to ideology of preferred partner sex among males preferring adult partners. The ratio of heterosexuals to homosexual pedophiles was calculated to be approximately 11 to 1. This suggests that the resulting proportion of true pedophiles among persons with homosexual erotic developments is greater than that in persons who develop heterosexuality. So it's pretty important right there. The Journal of Sex Research found that the homosexual pedophiles committed 1/3 of the total number of sex offenses against children.
And the percentage of homosexuals in the population is not 1/3 of the population. It's much smaller than that. But yeah, they committed a disproportionate number of pedophilia acts.
So it says the fact is particularly disturbing. Homosexual comprises just 2% of the population.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yet committed 33%.
Yet are responsible for 33% of the child sexual abuse.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to wake up to this.
If a person is homosexual and likes to be with other adults, okay, fine, but not with children.
Well, so it says they offend against children 16 times the rate of the normal population.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Very sad.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is why moms and dads are speaking up against this whole transgender, you know, and the mutilation of the genitals of children. I mean, we have to speak up. We have to speak up. And otherwise, this is just going to continue to go on. And it's only going to get worse.
Oh, you mean that terrorist group Moms for Liberty?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they were designated a terrorist group by the Southern Poverty Law Center because they oppose a lot of the things going on. So
right.
There must be terrorists.
So we have a caller. Shirley, are you on the line?
Hello?
Yes, Shirley, are you with us?
Yes. How are y'all doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Very, very pleased with the children of the United States finally waking up and speaking out against all of this transgender ideology being pushed on them in math class, for goodness sake.
Children are doing it? Children are speaking out against the transgender ideology in math class now?
Absolutely. I saw on Gab. If y'all have not been on Gab.com, get on Gab.com because there are people all over the world who are telling the truth about every aspect of insanity that's going on in the world. Gab.com.
Yeah, I think we are. We have Huck Nola is on Gab.com. But,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. But I saw this morning on Gab.com a video of children in a high school math class being shown a homosexual video of two women, and they are like, why are you showing this to children? And the teacher slaps back with, if y'all don't stop being inappropriate, I'm going to report you to the principal and all of you will get Saturday detention. And they're like, this is math class. This should not be shown in our math class.
So what was she showing?
She was showing a pro-homosexual video depicting two women kissing one another in front of high school students, in front of minor.
So a high school math teacher was showing her math class a video of two women kissing each other and had nothing to do with math. And the math students pushed back and... They didn't want to see it, or what did they do?
This one boy spoke up. He said, why are you showing this to kids?
The boy spoke up, yeah.
The boy spoke up in class. The kids were booing the video, hissing at the video, laughing at the video.
Good for the kids.
Exactly.
So then the kids push back, and the teacher tells them that if they don't stop, they're going to get a Saturday detention?
She says, if you don't stop being inappropriate.
Oh, really? So the teacher accuses the kids of being inappropriate while she's showing them the video.
Yes.
Good for the kids. Thank you for that information.
Absolutely.
I appreciate
My
your
pleasure.
Call. You're always welcome
My
to
pleasure.
Call. Surely this is a crazy time we live in, right?
Well, it's crazy, but God knows the beginning and he knows the end. And we know that he and us with him are victorious.
Amen to that.
Amen.
So that teacher needs to prepare for a millstone.
Absolutely.
Jesus said, if anyone leads one of these little children astray, it would be better to have a millstone tied around their neck and be cast into the sea. And that's what that teacher's doing.
That's exactly right.
We're seeing it everywhere.
And fight back, children. Fight back against your, you know, these people who are just trying to shove this down your throats. Fight back. You're in school to learn math. All right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist. And that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune into Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right, welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. This is our last segment, and we're going to continue talking about Pride Month.
Well, Budweiser made the most boneheaded mistake
that
they've ever done when they said, let's do this celebration of Dylan Mulvaney. Their stock has dropped tremendously. Also, their sales have dropped tremendously. You might have heard on the news at the beginning of the hour, Bud Light is no longer the number one selling beer in America.
No, it's not.
It's number two. Mm-hmm. Modelo from Mexico has become the number one selling beer in America. So those that did this just wanted to push an agenda, and they really didn't seem to care about the stockholders of the company. That's who's getting hurt. And likewise, Target, they're determined men can use women's restrooms, and they have their pride things for little babies. You know, you're going to make a little baby a transgender kid. Babies don't know what they are. But whoever is pushing this, Target has lost a tremendous amount of its value as well. What was it, $12 billion of stock value? Of course, the ones that are doing this, the board of directors, maybe they don't even own any stock. They just want to push an agenda, and the heck with the people that own stock in the company. That's pretty pitiful.
It is pitiful.
Okay, and then here's a little bit of a kickback. A little bit of...
Well, how's Target stock doing?
Oh, it's way, way, way down also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up. The last I heard was it was past $12 billion.
Yeah. And then Kohl's, K-O-H-L, they decided they were going to have Pride merchandise out there. And halfway through Pride Month, they put it on sale for 50% off because it's not selling.
Amazing.
Oh, well.
It's not benefiting them. They're losing a lot of money. It doesn't pay to go woke. You actually do go broke. So that's what I was trying to tell you earlier. The gentleman who is on Shark Tank, Mark, the billionaire, he said that it pays to go woke. He had said that, you know, several years ago, that it paid to go woke. Well, maybe it did pay these corporations to go woke. Maybe there was some incentive for them to go woke.
I don't know.
But today, since the American people have awakened, we've now made a stand on whether or not we want to purchase your items or go to your store. So it no longer pays to go woke.
But it seems to me if you open up a hamburger chain, your business should be sell hamburgers.
Yeah.
Not try to push a social agenda.
That's right.
And if you have a retail store like Target or any other one, it seems to me that your goal should be sell stuff for the benefit of the stockholders. They own the company, and you're really putting the hurt on the stockholders big time by doing all of this stuff. They're not focused on selling stuff. They're focused on a social agenda.
It's unbelievable.
Well, here's a little bit of a pushback. There's a city in Michigan, Hamtramck, Michigan. It's the largest Muslim majority city in the United States, perhaps the only one. Their city council, it's a majority Muslim city, they have banned all but five different types of flags on public property. Specifically, they said you cannot put pride flags on public property. Now, they also said you can't have religious, ethnic, racial, and political flags on public property. That sounds reasonable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you look at the White House. What did they have hanging over the White House? So how come people that criticize Christians don't criticize Muslims? I think they know better, huh?
Right. Yes, they do know better.
They fight back.
They do fight back. That's right.
Yeah.
And we should be fighting back. More Christians need to stand up to this. And I see that they are. I do. I see more Christians are finally seeing that it's actually having an impact on their family.
Yeah.
It's coming in the home now. It's destroying the families. It's taking sons and daughters from parents. We're losing our children, you know, to this woke agenda and to the LGBTQP movement, because it's a movement, and the movement is organized by the corrupt government. It's not an individual. It's a movement. Just like the BLM, it was a movement.
I'm going to say
it's not one person.
I'm going to say it goes higher than the government. And remember, I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I think the ultimate source of this is Satan.
Yeah, that's true.
And as the
but the government is using that avenue to tear down families because ultimately if we can get rid of the middle class, then it's going to be that, you know, this is all a Marxist agenda.
Yeah.
So the movement is a Marxist way of achieving their agenda.
Sure.
So yeah.
So I think that if you look at Mr. Biden, he's not making all the decisions. Somebody's pulling his puppet strings. But even the humans are not making the decisions. You may say I'm a religious fanatic, but I believe ultimately Satan is pulling the puppet strings from behind the scenes.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
We know that. Even the president of Uganda, was talking about. We talked about that last week, I think. I mentioned he said that the United States is not a Christian nation. It's
really?
A satanic nation.
It's not.
And there's a lot of things that are going. People have just, I mean, they don't even want the Ten Commandments in the government buildings anymore.
Right, right.
It's out of control.
A couple more things, if we could.
Yeah.
Regarding Mr. Trump. Okay, you know, the news reports showed the FBI carrying like 18 boxes of documents out. And I saw a report earlier today where somebody showed this is the actual number of documents inside 18 boxes. It's roughly one ream of paper. But they split it among about 18 boxes to make it look like he took all this stuff. And the United States is in terrible danger because of what he did. Well, there was a witness in the investigation. He says, no, I worked with Mr. Trump. He wouldn't give his name. I worked with the Trump group, and he attempted to declassify the documents. Some of them got missed.
Unbelievable.
It wasn't deliberate. It was just that the process didn't work for all of the documents. When he was president, he could have declassified anything, and that's what he was attempting to do, but they didn't dot the I's and cross the T's on all of the documents. So some of them slipped through. And so he's been indicted on 37 counts. It's just an attempt.
It's 37?
37 counts of having classified documents. So I'm thinking that they were too early. The opponents, I'm thinking he's going to be vindicated.
It's another Russian collusion.
Oh, yeah. In enough time before the election, people will see through it. And yeah. I think he'll be reelected.
Oh, I absolutely believe he'll be the president again. And when we get him back in that house, look out, because now we know who the deep state are, and there'll be a lot of cleaning up, even on the judicial level in the local states, on the local level, the judges. I mean, we're seeing where they're weaponizing the judicial system on high levels. So it's cleanup time.
Sounds good to me.
I'm ready.
Drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp. Absolutely. Well, I mean, we have 1 minute left, and we don't have any callers, and it's been a great, great show, and we appreciate you all here. You have anything left?
One more thing.
You go for
it. Okay, an Amazon driver came up to a house, walked up to the Amazon doorbell, and it said something to him. He couldn't understand what, so he reported to Amazon. This doorbell made a racist statement. Now, the man had headphones on, and he couldn't understand clearly. It was set for the default statement. It says, excuse me, can I help you? But he reported the homeowner to Amazon. Everything on that house is on Alexa, and Amazon locked the man out of his own house for a week.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Amazon locked him out of the house for a whole week.
I'm not going to have all the smart technology in my house.
No. Well, you know what? We're Christian believing. We believe in the Bible, and we've surrendered our life to the Lord, and we suggest you do too. We see some dark times ahead, but if you have Christ in your heart, we know that he'll be with us, and he'll get us through it, and I see good times coming in the near future.
Amen.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. We're with you every Thursday at 5 p.m. Please join us. The Lord bless you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea.